got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. With truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Happy White History Month. It's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, how will you know when you're of truth? How will you know when you're of truth? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, and you're like, you know what, I want to listen to the show, you can do it. You're like, I'm a podcaster, I got to wait. No, you don't. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live. Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or Bond JOP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It is amazing. And you know what else is amazing? It's Friday. It's Friday again. And not only is it another White History July month Friday, it's Open Line Friday. And not only is it White History Friday, Open Line Friday, it is also, because we love the blacks, it is Black Friday. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I just, like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey.
What?
What's wrong with the blacks? Amazing. Open Line Friday. Get it off your chest Friday. Here's, I want to make a suggestion. Do what you want with it, right? I would encourage you, everyone that's listening, rather now or later, or podcast or show or whatever, I want to encourage you over this weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then Monday, you can go back to it. But over this weekend, be nothing. Be absolutely nothing. Nobody or nothing. Be nothing. Just for 3 days. And see if you rise on the third day. Be nothing for 3 days. That's your assignment. That's your JLP assignment. For those who really want to see what's really going on with themselves. But you have plans. The egg baby like, but I have plans. For 3 days, be absolutely nothing or nobody. For 3 days. Really. For those who want to work on themselves, who really want to see what's going on, know themselves. How about that? Know thyself, right? So for 3 days, be nothing. Be nothing for 3 days. Really. It's just, if you do it, you'll see what happens. I want to tell you what happened, but I won't. Because I don't want you to get in your mind about it, and then you start looking for that. I want you to see what happens. All right, so for 3 days, be nothing or nobody. Just be nothing or nobody, all right? Okay, our battle is a spiritual battle. And what I realized I do a lot of counseling. And if you need counseling, individual family counseling, by phone, Skype, or walk-in, you can get it anywhere in the world by going to rebuildingdemand.com or rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. All right? And it's interesting. Let me just say this to the ladies. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. And I feel this right. Oh, word of night. Ladies, if you're with a man that is trying, controlling you, telling you you got to obey him, and so he's making you do all the dirty work, and he is on an ego trip, and you're doing that, you're following those rules, something's wrong with you. That's not what it means to obey your husband. Some guy who telling you he's working on himself, but he's on an ego trip, making a slave out of you. And he's not even right himself, and you fall for it. Stop it. A man does not have a right to control you. What the? And you shouldn't be controlled by one. Why would you let a man control you? Think about it. But come out of it. Wake up. All right? Just FYI. There's a right way to do everything, and you're not going to know that right way until you return to truth, truly return to truth. You can't hear about the truth, and then all of a sudden you're trying to act out the truth or live the truth. It doesn't work that way. So if any man controlling you, he's just pretending to be right, and he has you as a slave, and he has a false sense of manhood. That's insane. Just FYI. But anyway, as I was saying, the churches and the world, the government, the preachers, the teachers, the so-called psychiatrists, psychologists, counselor, They want you to be emotional. They want you to be that way. That's why they tell you, well, here's a pill for it. Because if they dumb you down with a pill, they know you will still be emotional. And the reason that they want you emotional, the lawyers, the doctors, and others, the reason that they want you emotional, because you can control an emotional person. Man or woman, you cannot control a non-emotional person. You cannot control that. Just think about this. What would the NAACP and these black race hustling lawyers, MLS chasers, and these so-called black politicians in Congress and mayors and all that, what do you think they would be if they were not able to control the blacks to get what they want? And all they want is power and wealth, and they get it by encouraging you to be emotional, to cry, to be afraid, or at least pretend you're afraid, to be angry. It pays off for them. I believe I heard something like, so I may not say it exactly. Or it may not have been Jasmine Cricket, maybe another little black female politician. They, in Texas, apparently they're going to redistrict the zones around there, re-read them or whatever they do. And the black politicians are afraid because they're not going to have as many black people in the districts and illegal aliens. And they're afraid that if the government changed that, they're not going to be able to get the people of color enough to vote for them. And so they're upset they're going to lose votes, meaning that they're going to have to be voted out. And so they pretend to be concerned about the illegals and the blacks, but they're really being concerned about their own ego self. They want to stay in office. And there are black lawyers and liberal lawyers and things like that. They love when you fight with the police, even when you're wrong. They love when you fight with the police rather than obeying what the officers say. Show your hands. Let me see your ID. Get out of the car. And when you just act like you have sense, and then the police let you go. And if there's an incident, you may have sense enough to go down to the courthouse or wherever and file a complaint on your own. And that means the lawyers and things won't get any money because you didn't overreact. And you were able to take the right steps, and they couldn't use you, really, to make money. They pretend they care about civil rights, and they pretend they care about you, and they don't. But because you're emotional, you don't know that. You don't know that your friends and everyone are agreeing with you, not because they care about you, but they're living off you to use you for their ego gratification. It's a game. It's all a game. And that's why everybody, except for those men and women who are starting to wake up, they push emotions as good. Human emotions are good. Jesus was angry, they say. Isn't that amazing? I was thinking, reflecting this morning about how I hear there are people, apparently, people who are mad at the Jews because they say the Jews killed Jesus. Every time I hear that, it's funny. They mad at the Jews for killing Jesus. Let's say that that was true. Why would you be mad at another group for what they have done, what it had to do with you and your life? And so why would you walk around mad about it? Because your anger is keeping you in misery. It's only hurting you. It's not hurting the Jews that you believe killed Jesus. Think about it. It's like a revengeful person, a jealous person. They sit around looking at you being revengeful, and want revenge and being jealous. Who's burning? They are burning. They're in misery because it's happening inside of them, but they blame you that you made them feel that way. And so I was thinking about the people that believe that mad at the Jews for killing Jesus, they say. Like, they're really mad about nothing because Jesus is not even dead. Jesus lives. He is alive and well. And he's sitting at the right hand of the Father up there in heaven. And he's inside of you spiritually. And so how can he be dead? And then the man that you saw put on the cross, remember, all authority was given unto him. All power, all authority was given unto him to even conquer death. Why don't you know he knew what he was doing? That was supposed to be, dummies, so you can get out of your hell. Remember, he went to hell and he set the captives free. Those people who had died in the Old Testament, they were just asleep down there in hell waiting on Jesus. And he was waiting on you. They were just down. They weren't dead. They were asleep. They were unconscious, as you are today. And Jesus did that so that, because in the Old Testament, evil owned everyone. You had evil was your God, and you had no way out. You couldn't do right or be right even if you tried. You can't even do it now, but even if you try, right? So many people died. Well, they didn't die. They went to sleep, and they relaxed in hell, waiting on Jesus to come to set them free. If it wasn't for that, there would be zero for you to wake up even today out of your hell. There will be no way out. So it was all in the plan. He said, I'm going to send someone down there to you to help you. And he's going to send this person down for all of the lost. Doesn't it sound like somebody knew what they were doing? So why would you be mad rather than rejoicing that he died for you? He went to hell and set the captives free and destroyed the spirit of death. And death exists no more. What are you mad about? Why are you joining a group that tells you you need to be mad at the Jews because the Jews killed Jesus? Think about that. You're killing Jesus over and over again by being angry. And it doesn't make sense, but you're asleep and don't know it. Jesus, just the next time y'all have y'all little group meeting about being mad at the Jews, somebody need to stand up and tell those in the meeting that Jesus is not dead. And look like the Christians, that's one of the things, isn't that one of the things that the Christians learn right away in Sunday school class and in your Sunday morning meeting that Jesus is not dead? Jesus is alive. They tell you that right away. And yet you think Jesus is dead. And you think that because you're dead, you're still asleep. You did not rise up yet from your death, from your hell. You're in hell, asleep, just like those people underground, in hell, but asleep. That's what hell is, sleeping. Unconscious, unaware, and not faint awareness, but the real deal. Not that awareness that try to control your wife or your girlfriend. That's not awareness. That's a false awareness, and that's not real. But Jesus ain't dead, y'all, okay? So now, if you want to be mad at the Jews because you're jealous that they have a lot of money and they know how to make money and build a community, then okay, you're going to be mad. That ain't a reason to be mad. There's no reason to be angry. But let's say you want to be miserable. At least be jealous of them and their money. And be jealous of them that on Friday they don't have to work and they take Saturday all day, I guess Saturday or Friday or one of the, and they walk up and down Pico. They don't even drive. Be jealous of that if you must be jealous. But they didn't kill Jesus. Jesus is not dead. So from Friday to sundown on Saturday sundown, they don't do anything, but you got to work. Be jealous of that if you got to be jealous. I wouldn't recommend jealousy at all. But if you got, but he ain't dead, y'all. Jesus is not dead. And the Christians should know this because they teach you that in your Sunday school classes and your church meetings. That's what, isn't that what Christmas or Easter or something is all about? He rose on the third day. And he rose on the third day. Easter about that. If he rose, how can he be dead? And nobody's paying me to say that Jesus is not dead. I know Jesus is not dead. But just FYI, 888-7753-773. I don't know how this deal that I'm about to play for you going to turn out. And I don't know what the real deal is because I wasn't there. But I do know, or I believe, this guy's being used. Whether it's voluntarily or involuntarily, it's all about the emotion. ABC 7, William McNeil Jr., the 22, some of you may remember we played this video the other day of this black guy, the police, down there in Florida, and the police was telling him to get out your car and all that. He was talking about, what the law, you know, stupid. And one get out, they had to break into the car, or all that kind of amazing stuff. William McNeil Jr., 22-year-old Florida man, who's violent arrested by the Jacksonville sheriff deputy, was caught on a new video viral, was caught in a now viral video. Watch this from ABC 7.
The man seen in the viral video of a traffic stop and violent arrest in Jacksonville is now speaking out. He's accusing Jacksonville police of violating his civil rights, but the sheriff's office argues that cell phone video doesn't tell the whole story.
He's seen on video captured on his cell phone during this traffic stop in Jacksonville, Florida. And now William McNeil Jr. is speaking out for the first time about the incident from February that's now gone viral.
And I know I didn't do nothing wrong. I was really just scared.
In the video, the 22-year-old asks why he was stopped. Officers saying because his headlights were off.
There's no rain.
It doesn't matter. You're still required to have headlights on.
Police say McNeil refused to exit the vehicle.
Can you call your supervisor? Right.
You see the sheriff's deputy break the window and punch McNeil. He's pulled out of the car and dragged to the ground as he's placed under arrest. McNeil says the incident left him with a chipped tooth and wounds requiring 9 stitches.
Just see that video made me go back to the moment when I was 22. It hurt it.
This was a classic case of driving while black.
See why they want you to be emotional? They want you to be angry. This pays off. Not in a good way, but in their mind, it's a good way. I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. But I do see this guy sitting in the car. The police tried to get him out. Why would you sit in a car when the cops are telling you to get out and the cops got to break your window and you're just sitting there looking stupid? Why? And let's say the cops are wrong. There's a right way to deal with this. Why didn't this guy decide to do it the right way? Okay, my lights went on or whatever it was. Police say the now viral video tell only a part of the story. Watch this.
But police say that video tells only part of the story. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office releasing multiple angles of police body camera footage.
Give me your driver's license, registration, proof of insurance.
No, call your supervisor.
Sir, this is your last warning to open the vehicle and exit before we're going to break the window.
No. bro, I didn't do nothing.
It's called resisting, idiot.
Jacksonville Sheriff T.K. Water says multiple levels of supervision have reviewed the video and have determined the officer's actions were not criminal.
Social media is not reality. One video clip, devoid of context, can be very misleading.
Police say they found a knife and marijuana inside the car. McNeil is facing multiple charges, including resisting arrest without violence, as well as driving with a suspended license.
Amazing, huh? So the father, I guess that was the father, said, oh, mommy, when I was 21, did the father do the same thing? Like father, like son, huh? And was Benjamin Crump, ambulance chaser, would he be using this boy if this boy had done the right thing? Whatever the right thing was. Get out of the car, do whatever, or their report. Would they be able to say this is classic case of racism or whatever he said? Evil people need you to be emotional. They use you for personal gain, finance, and perceived power. Isn't that amazing? And they got black cops there, too. When will you know it's fair if they got black cops and white cops? You got black police telling you, no, it's not what you're saying it is. This is what happened. And you still want to use racism and police brutality and all that. It's about the money when they use people. When will you, as an individual, wake up? And what will it take you to come out of your hell? Jesus went down and he set you free. They set you free. He set you free. And yet you still live in hell. You got to go through hell to get to heaven. You can't go around it. You can't go from side to side of it. You got to go straight through your misery, which is hell, your anger, your insecurity, your revenge, your hatred, your evil heart. This is what black people are being used for. An example of it. That's why they won't let the word slavery go. And they won't let the word racism go. What would they do if they couldn't use those words anymore? The hustlers. What would they do? If all men were free, all men and women, it should be known, we're talking about women too. If all were free, what would people like these hustlers do with their lives? What would they do? And why no one is telling this guy, why do you just get out of the car, buddy? As it looked like, according to that, what we just had, I don't know, but they had drugs and stuff in the car. No wonder he didn't want to get out, if that's true. And now they're letting him pretend that he's innocent, if it's true what happened. Allegedly. Because they want you to vote for them. They don't want you to redistrict the community because that means that they don't have enough people of color in there. They're not going to vote for them. I've been told that blacks die in car accidents at a rate above twice their share of car owners. That's from John Lott in the New York Post. 888-7753-773. But you know what? It's up to you. You can have the life you want. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this.
I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Day to day, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11. And at 11, a brand new episode on Friday, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had a very interesting discussion with Grant McClendon, and he is a former prison gang leader turned sobriety advocate. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So were you on drugs or alcohol?
I'm both. Even if I want to take a drink, hit or fix, my mind starts telling me things about me that are untrue and I start believing them. I started stealing, joyriding cars, possession of weapons, methamphetamine, chop shop.
Amazing.
The only way I knew how to function is by drinking and using. I felt like I was at home when I was inside the prison.
Really?
Yeah.
So which did you make first, a boy
girl.
Or girl?
Girl.
Real men made boys first.
Oh, man. Dang it.
Amazing. At 11 a.m., a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv, and you can become a member of the Fallen State right there on YouTube or locals.com. You can support us in that way. And then after that, maybe or maybe not, the American Anchor Baby. We never know. Maybe or maybe not. At 12, right after the FallenState.tv, the American Anchor Baby. All right? 888-7753-773. Let me go to first time caller, Michelle, out of Houston, Texas. Michelle, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. Happy White History Month.
Thank you.
I just wanted to let you know, me and my family went on vacation this past weekend to, like, this campground in Texas, a little bit ways from our home. It was so nice and fun, but there was so many white people there, white people and white families, lots of kids. It was really a good time. It was, like, a good vacation to take during White History Month. It was nice.
Right on. Happy White History Month. July just feel white.
It really did. Out there, it felt white.
Right on. Come a little closer to your phone.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I also had a question about, like, giving advice to my husband. He doesn't ask me for advice, and I know that men shouldn't take advice from women, but there are times, like, whenever I'll see anger, like, come out of him, and I just try and speak up, but without anger. But I don't know if I should really be doing anything.
Come back to your phone.
Can you hear me?
Now, yeah, but stay still and stay close to your phone.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
So the times when I see anger come out of my husband, should I do anything just besides speak up that it's wrong and then leave it at that?
Yeah, you should definitely speak up about it, but don't speak up with the attitude that you're better than him.
Yes,
because
I always try
tend,
and...
Women tend to, when they correct a man, whether it's their husband or not, they tend to do it out of ego trip, thinking that they are better than the man or But don't do it with that attitude.
Yes. And then, like, I don't really feel like I should be, like, pointing him in a way at all. I just kind of say, like, hey, like, that wasn't okay, and then just let it lie like that. But he should just seek the truth.
Your phone going out again.
Okay, that's okay. I'll call back another time.
You said that he should, if you stay still, it won't mess up. You said he should just seek the truth and what?
Like, should he just seek it on his own, or should I point him in a way?
No, he should seek it on his own, and you should seek it on your own. This is one journey that no one can assist you in. You have to travel this spiritual journey on your own, and he has to travel it on his own. You're not responsible for him, and he's not responsible for you in this area.
Yeah, and that's what I kind of thought he would say. So thank you.
You're welcome. Amazing.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. Amazing, huh? No, in this particular journey, this is one trip back to heaven that you have to travel alone. Isn't that amazing? No one is responsible for you, nor can they do anything about it. You can't even want someone to take this journey. They have to want it. I hear people say, oh, I think they want it. I believe they want it, so I'm trying to help them. You're lost when you do that. You can't help anybody on this journey at all. They have to want it, and the truth will guide them. So before I go back to the calls and the super chat, a National Highway Traffic Safety Administration study found that black drivers who were killed in accidents have the highest rate of past convictions for speeding and for other moving violation. This suggests that there are a lot of unsafe black drivers, not racism. That's from John Lott of the New York Post. What a mess. Super chat.
Nice.
Super.
Over.
Super chat.
Super chat. JV the Great. Three coffees over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Amazing.
This is so accurate about having thoughts when someone parks next to your driveway. Remember that incident in which the guy killed somebody for blocking his driveway?
According to the report, he killed two people, right?
Yeah.
He killed one, like, in the past, of course.
Unsolved murder.
Right.
Yeah.
And then another one, I guess, recently. Because right, as soon as he pulled up to that driveway, saying, yeah, busy. Look at that nigga rah-rah in your driveway. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. And because if you're not aware of that, you're going to react, which create another thought and another and another. And then you end up hurting yourself.
Nicaragua. That's closer.
Let me hear it.
Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
Agua.
Nicaragua.
That sounds way better.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Nice. Nicaragua.
Greenwald bought a coffee.
Thank you for that, hey.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't even finish JV the Great's three coffees.
Thank you, Hank.
I've had those thoughts, he says, but I let the HOA, Homeowners Association, deal with them. Laughing face with tears. It's a fire lane, and the road is a one-way and little room to maneuver. Shrugging. Give me a break. They should have some courtesy. Laughing face with tears. Indeed.
Angry people not capable of having courtesy. What the... Thank you, though. Amazing.
Greenwald with a coffee. I can't wait until the guy who said he'd arrest Bibi Netanyahu wins mayor of New York City. Crazy.
The dream team, Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin.
So good.
Amazing.
Three kings.
Thank you.
Jamil bought a coffee. A question for Jesse. James Hake, who works at Bond. Why don't you call him James Bond? Then with the Anchor Baby and the new addition from yesterday, the world's strongest man, you guys can be the new Avengers.
I like that.
Nice.
Amazing suggestion. Thank you.
Roy says everybody wants to be a contributor, except baby Jessica's daddy.
That's right.
Actually, he didn't say except. He said sept. Baby Jessica's daddy.
That's right. Everybody want to be a contributor. Everybody want to be an expert. Except baby Jessica's daddy. Amazing.
And Calvin from Ohio bought a coffee. Jerome, I totally agree with you, bro. Yesterday, caller. Catherine Johnson and black workers.
What did Jerome say?
Well, listen here and you may catch on.
Oh, you're still reading the same one?
Yep.
Okay.
Catherine Johnson and black worker for NASA was credited for calculating the flight plan for Apollo 11 that got humans to the moon. Workers can be contributors.
How can a worker be a contributor?
Very disappointing, Jesse. Says
how can a worker, you're doing what the person hired you to do. And so it's the person that's doing the thinking and you're carrying out the thinking. How can you be a contributor? If you want to be a contributor, don't get paid, become a part owner, and y'all help plan it out. Then you are a contributor. If you're getting paid, you're not a contributor. Amazing, but thank you. Right on. Happy White History Month.
Indeed. Thank you, Calvin. Eric Five Coffee's emotion is so evil, I don't use exclamation points in my super chats.
It's just my emotion. Stop being emotional. That's evil. Thank you.
Elijah with a few diamonds over yesterday on DLive. The Epstein story isn't going away. Trump is on pace. 800,000 deportations in 4 years. Beta. U.S. politicians are blackmailed by Israel via Epstein. That's why we never get mass deportations, he claims.
And he had, what proof you have all that? What? what proof? People just say things with no proof.
Indeed.
What? Amazing.
Shout out.
They were saying that this guy Epstein was a spy or something for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. And nobody had proof of that at all. They're just saying it. Well, I'm like, well, who told you that? Where did you get that information? Oh, they heard it on the internet. And then they're telling it like they know it's true. Amazing.
There was this whole trend where everybody said Epstein didn't kill himself, but it turns out he did.
Amazing. They said that Epstein was a mad agent, Moss agent.
Mossad agent.
Mossad agent. He gave massages?
No. Mossad is the Israeli spy agency. Mossad.
Oh, and they don't have any proof that he was. Zero.
I don't think so.
It's just somebody else said it, somebody said it, and now they're saying it. And they're telling, and then they join groups, and then they all say it. What the? Just like they believe Jesus is dead. Oh, amazing. Thank you, though.
Sion bought a coffee. That woman who's getting sued, alleging stuff about the French president and his wife, people need to stop supporting her. She's no good to our President Trump. It's because of him she got all these followers. I prefer to side with Israel, says Sion. People don't realize the damage the Palestinians and the Middle Easterners could do to the Western infidels, as they call them, says Sion.
I know. Y'all think this is some kind of joke and you're taking sides, but they think you're the big Satan here in America. And they believe that Israel is a little Satan and they want to conquer all people. And they are in our country. Thank God Donald Trump is there right now because it could already be worse. But I wouldn't take that road if I were you, but do what you want. Thank you, Sion. Amazing.
Three coffees from Alex. Rick is right on. There's a huge difference in the attitude and behavior associated with taking responsibility versus taking credit.
Rick who?
Rick from Hampton, VA.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
He called in talking about the risks that the owners take. Christine in from Germany bought three coffees. Hi, Jesse. I wish you a great White History Month. Just want to let you know, we have somewhat related over here in Germany called Stolzmonat. And I'm butchering the name, I'm sure. Maybe look it up if you're interested. I'm now getting a massage in Israel with my boy Putin. Gotta go. Love. less than sign and three sign, which looks like a heart.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Nice.
Right on.
Mr. Pink bought a coffee in reference to the black who got his car window broken and punched in the mouth. I recommend watching the cop body cam video. The fool, says Mr. Pink, was not complying with the cop for a good 5 minutes before the video he put out there starts. He argued that it wasn't raining, yelling he didn't do nothing, shut his door and locked it after being instructed to step out. All he had to do was step out, get his ticket for the headlight being off, and been on his merry way. What a mess. Also, he had a huge knife on the floorboard, says Mr. Pink.
And they say he had drugs down there, too. I don't know, but it's being reported he had drugs. And they have black police telling them, we saw the video, and not what y'all think it is. It's bad. And they still don't want to accept that.
Terrible.
So you got, what else do you want? You got black police now telling you that the guy was wrong and the cops were right. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Eric, five coffees. The mind tries to sell you a narrative, and so does the world. Don't believe it.
That's for sure. Thank you.
Good advice.
Absolutely.
Pinocchio's helicopter, five coffees. Happy White History Month, sir. 07, which looks like a salute.
Right on. Happy White History Month. Thank you.
Elijah with a diamond. Trumpstein or Trumpstein MEGA. Make Israel great again. 2025.
Right on. And they call him king. Amazing. Thank you.
Carlos, five coffees. Thanks for all you do, Jesse. All thoughts are all lies all the time. Triple exclamation mark. Remember, folks, exclamation mark.
That's right. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Amazing.
Ten from Eric. What's wrong with the blacks? They will die over disrespect. They will die to defend something that doesn't exist. Respect doesn't exist. You cannot possess it and can never be given or taken from you. Don't die over it, dummy.
Amazing. I got to stop there.
All right. We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all. Amazing. Right on. Let me go to first-time caller out of North Carolina, Kareem. Kareem, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well. Speak up a little bit.
Can you hear me, sir?
I can now, yes.
Yes, sir. Hey, how you doing?
Amazing.
Amazing. I had a question. I wanted to know what were your thoughts or perspective in regards to the Trump administration and how they're handling crypto?
I am, like, really happy and satisfied with everything that the Great White Hope is doing right now to make America great again. I don't know a lot about crypto. I know that it sounds like he want to make America the crypto country of the world, but I don't know a lot about it. I do know a lot of people who own it. I even know people who they don't. That's how they earn their money. They buy homes. They seem to be doing very well with it, but I don't know a lot about it at all.
Right. And my next question:
You like the crypto idea?
Yes, sir. I've been researching it, too. I've been investigating a lot, and I'm about to buy some, I think, either today or tomorrow.
Oh, yeah? I hear that is the, I guess, the price is going up because a lot of people started stock market, so a lot of people starting to invest in it.
Right. Yeah, it's basically like the stock market's brother because, I mean, basically everything that affects stocks or Forex, it affects crypto. So they're basically like family.
Right.
So they basically got the same mom and daddy. I had wanted to ask you just one more question. In regards to technology, do you think that it's been around since, like, before the days of Jesus?
Technology?
Yes, sir. Like phones, Wi-Fi, video
before
games,
Jesus?
Yes, sir.
I haven't seen any proof that it was around before Jesus. Why do you ask that?
Well, because when you look at technology, I mean, it's pretty much common sense. You know, it's made out of material. And I understand how the U.S. government works to a degree, and so I understand that they copy stuff from other nations and other countries. And plus, in the Bible, it tells you that there's nothing new under the sun. And it also says that God created all things. You know, so
there's
nothing
new under the sun, and that means to you that technology will around. Because there's nothing new, it was around even back then?
It could be. I'm not saying it is, but it could be. It's a possibility.
It's interesting. I never thought of that before, but who knows nowadays? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, you never know.
Kareem,
but that's all the
questions.
Let me
ask you this really fast. How old are you?
I'm 27.
Are you one of the crypto guys that believe that the Earth is flat or round?
I don't really think about it at all, to be honest.
Right on.
Yes, sir.
One pump, right, and you're black. Are you black?
Yes, sir. I'm light skinned, so basically I'm black.
He black. Right on. You don't even think about it. That's deep. Amazing. Well, I wish you well with the crypto thing, man.
Thank you. Yes, sir. God will bless me.
Yeah.
Surely will.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jesse. I'll call you again.
All right, buddy. Amazing. And the reason I asked him that, because I'm hearing more and more people believing that the Earth is flat. And more than I had been hearing lately. And I guess the idea of the world being flat has been around for a while, but I'm hearing more and more about it. Amazing. You know, before I go to the callers, I'm looking at the clock here. I have this one other soundbite I want to give you really fast. And I've been telling you that crime in California, L.A. and Orange County now. Orange County, y'all need to know, was a white, beautiful, everybody wanted to live area at one time. And, of course, the children of the lie, those that hate America, they had to destroy it. They are working night and day to destroy beautiful Orange County, California. They don't want it to be safe and beautiful and nice to live. And as a result, crime over in Orange County, out of control. Fox 2 is reporting, and Oakland man has been arrested for his alleged role in a million-dollar jewelry store robbery in Sacramento. And I guess this guy's been caught, but there's still other suspect on the run. Watch this from Fox 2.
In the middle of the day on July 6th, 9 suspects, they robbed Kadeem Jewelers right here on Stockton Boulevard. And with one of those suspects now in custody, the search continues for the remaining thieves.
They had a very direct purpose, and they were in there for less than a minute.
On July 6th, 9 suspects stormed Kadeem Jewelers in the middle of the day with multiple customers inside.
They had one person kind of buzz in as a customer. That person held the door open while everybody else flooded in.
The group pepper sprayed a security guard, smashed display cases, and made off with about $1 million in jewelry.
They were pretty well planned, pretty smart about this. They had two cars staged outside. Those guys got in, got out, and drove away really quick.
Deputies arrived within minutes, but the suspects were already gone. That's where the investigation began.
Gathering every little bit of evidence they can.
Detectives eventually identified 30-year-old Leo Smith of Oakland as one of the suspects. He was arrested in Hayward with a loaded gun and now faces additional firearm charges. But up to 8 suspects remain at large.
Amazing, huh? Back in a moment. 2 more hours to go. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
some serious mess going on in the world. It's out of control. They say that smartwatches can help people track you. And that can be a good thing, actually, they say. And also, there's mess going on in Thailand and Cambodia. They can't get along because they're arguing over borders. Tall fences make good neighbors, they say, or something to that effect, right? Isn't there something that some people say sometimes about that? And in France, the French president, Emmanuel Macron, who is suing some woman for saying something about his woman, his older woman, he's going to recognize the Palestinian state. Pfft, what a mess. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Friday, Black Friday, and it is the 25th of July. Happy White History Month, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. And he will be right back shortly. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, in addition to telling time, smartwatches, supposedly they're like a phone, but they're your watch, they can track your steps, they can track your heart rate, your blood pressure, don't ask me how, and your sleeping patterns. Your sleeping patterns, what, you sleep with your watch on? That's not comfortable. Doesn't sound right. Maybe it does, though. Whether it's on or off, I don't know. Now a smartwatch has helped search and rescue teams locate a small plane after it crashed into the dense forests near West Yellowstone, Montana, in America. Wow. Well, I guess that may help if those people were still alive, at least, you know? Because it's not that helpful if you're already gone, a goner, after you crash. Terrible. Anyway, more than 100,000 civilians have been displaced following the second day of violence along the disputed 500-mile land border between Thailand and Cambodia. Come on, Asians, Southeast Asians or whatever they are. At least 16 people also reportedly killed, officials from both countries said. Tensions between the Southeast Asian neighbors have been boiling for months. Around 4:30 a.m. local time, 4:30 in the morning, clashes broke out with Cambodian troops using small arms and heavy weapons and Thai troops responding with artillery fire on Thursday when Thailand deployed fighter jets to attack Cambodian military targets. Cambodia vowed to respond decisively, which is kind of old news because we already heard that, didn't we? Anyway, French President Emmanuel Macron said on Thursday that France will recognize a Palestinian state. In an announcement at the evil UN, United Nations, General Assembly in September. Oh, we already knew that then. So France will be the first member of the UN Security Council and the G7 nations to do so. Not that I knew it, but people knew it. We must build the state of Palestine, ensure its viability. What? And ensure that by accepting its demilitarization and fully recognizing Israel, it contributes to the security of all the Middle East. There is no alternative, he wrote on X. Nice, he uses X. Emmanuel Macron called for an immediate ceasefire, access to humanitarian aid for the population of Gaza, and release of all hostages and demilitarization of Hamas. Wow. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the U.S. strongly rejects Macron's plan. Sounds like wishful thinking on Macron's part, honestly. I don't know that he has quite the authority that Trump has. And Trump is even having a tough time getting Israel and Gaza to get along. What a mess. Anyway, AI, the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, started using AI. And behind the scenes, the practice has caused some alarm. An AI project known as ELSA, supposed to help speed up drug and medical device approvals for FDA. There's invented stuff. It's making stuff up. Typical. I'm James Hake.
The why history month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's what history month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This one's gonna be white history. It's white history month. And I'm gonna celebrate America. It's white history month. And I'm gonna scream it to everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be white history.
Happy White History. July is White History Month. I want to know your hero, your White History moment person. You can get rebuilding the family by rebuilding a man. We also united the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, how will you know when you're of truth? How will you know when you are of truth? How will you know? How will I know if she really loves me? You can podcast the show while you're doing what you're doing if you're not able to just sit and watch it, because you gotta. We're on around the world, so there are different time zones. So some people just can't sit and watch it. They podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Day, Your Chest Day / Black Friday. Amazing. That was then. Remember when black people were like that? Common sense. And now, I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Ask!
Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey!
What's
wrong with the blacks? First you love me, and then you hate me. That's a game for a fool. 888-7753-773. Let me go over to New York and talk to, let's see here, first time caller, Volvo, I believe. Volvo, happy White History Month. You are on the air.
How are you, my friend?
All is well. Happy White History Month.
I'm not going to lie to you, and I'm a very straight up person. I don't believe in white history month or black history month, because I believe that divide people. That made to divide people. So
how does white history month divide people?
Well, white history month and black history month is like colors, and that is automatically dividing people. This is common sense. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, and I'm sorry, but I don't like that. This is my opinion, but I call you for something
right,
else.
I understand that, and I know what you mean about how it divides people because or whatever. But do you agree that they have every history but white history, and we all know that if it were not for white men, there would be no America. So at least if they're going to do it anyway, we should at least have white people in mind too, right?
I wanted to be honest with you. I am white too. I don't believe that we shouldn't have White History Month or Black History Month because, again, as I want to say, is they divide people. That's how they keep the racism.
What I'm saying is that since in the white man's country, they have every month celebration except white celebration. So since they're doing and they're trying to erase white history, since they're doing it anyway with all the other history month, shouldn't we at least just go ahead and remind the people who founded this country?
But actually, America, if I'm from Europe, first of all. I'm from Albania. But what I learned being in America for like 15 years, America got built by black people, Chinese people, immigrants, European people. It wasn't just white people, my friend. And
but that's
country,
not true,
it doesn't
though.
They
taught you wrong in Europe about that. It was designed and built by white people, and they hire people of color to do the work. You know how you hire people to help you with your company? They did employ people to help do it, but it wasn't built by them. It was built by white people. That makes sense?
I don't want to get specifically about white and black because I'm not that type of guy. I love white, black, Chinese, orange, whatever it is. I love people, they're people, all right?
Right.
We are the same. The suffering, everybody, white, black, Chinese, all of us, we went through suffering. So that is the history. It doesn't have a color. Suffering suffered. So I don't want to get too much on that.
Right.
I wanted to talk about. I'm sorry?
You love white people?
Of course I do. I'm a white. I called you for something else.
Okay.
And Jesse, I wanted to tell you, I really respect you. I listen to you. You have some good advices that I am shocked sometimes, and you give me a clean mind and you're helping me a lot. But I get a little bit upset and I get a little bit heartbroken with you because you supported so much the Jewish that I respect people's opinion. I swear to God. But you put them so up. You respect them so much. You make them look like so good. I'm not saying they're bad or whatever, but the things that's happening in the world, we're not blind. We see it. Innocent people dying in Kyiv every single day because Jewish people, they want to take their place. They want to steal their land. And we are humans. And I understand money and the business you have there. I get it. The Jewish people around you. I get it. But
you get
it's
what?
Not all about money.
You get
and
what?
I get it. I don't want to get too specific. I know you understand me when I say I get it.
No, I don't.
But it's not all about money.
I don't understand you when you say you get it. You get what?
I believe you're doing that because you want to keep your radio. You want to keep your business.
Why do you believe that?
Because you're a good person, and I hear you all the time in the radio, and you're a good human. So
I know,
no
but why
way
do you believe that I do my work? Why do you believe that I do my work because I want money from the Jews?
I don't know if it's money. I don't know if it's you want your job. I don't know what it is,
but
come on, man.
Why does it have to be anything but me doing what I do?
Sir, it doesn't make no sense otherwise. It doesn't make no sense.
Why not?
Because if you agree for innocent people dying, then I guess I was wrong about you.
But innocent people die every day, all day, in every part, in every country,
That doesn't make it right.
Right. So why are you mad about one group but not the other?
I'm not mad on one group only. I wish everybody was peaceful and love each other, and life is going to be so much better. With no colors, with no power, who has more money, everybody to help each other. That's what God wants us.
Do you
to
love
help
the
each
Jews?
Other, to love our neighbor.
You love the Jews?
I love every human being.
How about the Jews?
It doesn't matter. Yes, sir. Every human being, as I said.
How about the Jews?
Yes, sir.
You love the Jews?
Yes, sir.
Are you mad at our government when it start wars and kill people as you are with the Jews?
Well, I can talk about the past. I can talk about what's happening right now.
No, I'm asking you, are you as angry at American government for starting wars and killing people as you are at the Jews for starting wars and killing people, according to you? Are you mad at the American government for doing it as you are at the Jewish government?
No, sir, I'm not mad with no government. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed to humanity. I'm disappointed. Things happened.
But you feel the same way about the American government and wars that you feel about the Jewish government and wars?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
And why are you disappointed?
What is to not be disappointed, my friend? Like, seriously, right now, like,
Why are you disappointed? You don't see news.
Forget about the TV, the real news. I have friends in Palestine, and I have friends in Jewish. If you want to go back, if you think I don't like Jewish,
I'm not thinking either way, but I'm asking you why you're disappointed at what's happening in the world.
Because innocent people die, richer is getting richer, poor getting abused, used. What can I be disappointed about it?
But why are you telling me why somebody has more money? You're not telling me why you're disappointed, though.
That's the why. I'm disappointed of humanity because they all is all about money and power and about what you're going to dress and what you're going to wear
and not thinking about the other human. But why are you disappointed about what they are doing?
I just explained to you. I don't know. Maybe my English is not that great. I'm disappointed of humans for everybody, not just American or Jewish. Everybody.
Why, though? You're not telling me why.
But I just told you, sir, because nobody cares about the neighbors. Nobody cares about the person is down and he has nobody, he has no help, or maybe his life it was hard and he needs somebody to pick him up.
What good is it doing you to be disappointed about what someone else does?
Because I love humans, because I love people. We're coming back to the same question.
What good is it doing you to be disappointed at what others do?
Well, it's not doing any good, but
if it's doing no good, why are you disappointed at the actions of others?
Because I have a feeling. I have feelings. I feel.
But are feelings real?
My feelings is 100% real.
So it's all about you. So it's not changing the world. It's not doing anything to make things better. It's just that it makes you feel good that you feel bad for others, right?
No, you're twisting it. I'm asking a question.
No, sir.
I don't know what I'm lost right now. I lost you right now.
Okay,
I don't know how that.
What good is it doing you? Or the people that you feel bad about what they are doing?
That question, you already know the answer. It's not doing no good to me, but I have a voice.
Why are you caring? Why are you concerned then?
But somebody has to start caring. If we start caring, then we're not going to be in this position where we are right now in the world.
So are you saying you're the first person that ever cared?
No, never. Never say that. What the fuck? No.
Have you ever seen any situation where somebody cared and they changed the situation for good?
Sometimes it happens.
What situation have you ever seen your whole lifetime where someone cared and they changed the situation for good?
I'll give you an example. I knew a guy that he was very bad with drugs. And he left home, and everybody gave up on him, but one person didn't give up on him, his mother. And he was going, no matter what, he was going after him. The guy, he was hitting her, swearing, mistreating her so badly. Everybody was shocked, like, why this lady keep going and trying to help her son? And guess what? She did it. She took him away from drugs, bring him back home, and the guy has a much better life.
But now he's dependent on mama. That's not good.
One person didn't give up. He didn't give up on that.
He went from drug on the street to drug mama.
Well, you can think it the way you want it. I can control your mind.
So you haven't given me any proof where anyone have felt bad for someone else or situation and it got better. You haven't given me, it's not doing you any good except making you think that you're good because you think you feel bad for other people. But it doesn't help you and it doesn't help others. So I don't know why, other than to get an ego gratification feeling from it, I don't know why you feel bad for anyone.
I guess me and you, we're not the same. I feel bad because I have feelings and I love people, as we talked before.
But why do you think you
pain.
Love people?
I feel pain. I feel happiness. So when I see humans suffering, I feel pain.
Why?
When I see humans happy,
why?
I feel happiness.
Why?
Because God did make create me that way.
God didn't make you pain. God did not make you to feel good or bad. That's not from God.
Well, that's how we know we're alive, brother. As long as we feel, that's why we're still alive. Once
no,
we die, we're not going to have no more feelings.
I promise you, your feelings are not proven that you're alive. That's a false feeling of life. You're dying. Anyone that has feeling is dead and not alive. But you think that you're alive, but you're not. What would happen if you had no feelings?
I'll be cold. I'll be killer. I have no love. I'll be an animal.
But you never see anyone kill that didn't have feelings. People that kill are ones with feelings. You never seen a.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Somebody will kill someone and he has sympathy, compassion.
No, people who kill.
Anger is feeling. Yes,
people who
kill someone, bro.
People who kill are doing it because they have feelings. People who don't
well,
have
jealousy,
feelings do not kill. What would happen
yes,
if...
Yes, you're right.
So why?
Yes, you're right. He happens sometimes. Always he has exceptions. It's jealousy, you know, anger.
Right.
A lot of people die for jealousy. You're absolutely right. But again, if I'm a cold person... Then one stupid mistake, somebody bumped me or somebody gave me a finger or something bad like that, something stupid, silly like that, then I'll go kill them if I had no feeling, if I had no love for humanity.
But a cold person is an angry person as resentful. That's why they kill. That's why they, if you bump them or whatever, they go off because they are angry. They are cold. An angry person is a cold, evil, nasty, wicked person. An angry, resentful person. You have it backwards. If you
Maybe.
Were not angry or resentful, you would not be evil, and you would not, it wouldn't matter what other people did. It wouldn't bother you if they drive slow on the freeway. You would not be concerned about the world and how people are suffering because you would know that the people who are suffering, they want to suffer. They love their misery. They love their hell. They love being drug addicts. They love being alcoholics. They love.
I don't agree with that. I'm sorry.
Why don't they stop doing it?
Well, because they call it mentally. Some people, I'll explain to you in a very short to make you understand.
All angry people are mentally ill. All angry. Anyone that has anger.
You're right. It's mental. It's ill.
Anger is mentally ill. Do you have anger?
Well, it's a feeling too. If I have love and if I have compassion and if I have all those beautiful things, anger is part of a feeling too.
Do you have anger?
I try not that much, but obviously, yes. I'm not going to lie to you.
Do you have anger?
Not anger issue, but yes, I'm European, and sometimes I get very emotionally.
So why don't you drop your anger?
Well, I try to control it, and
you can't control
anger.
It's a spirit. Why don't you drop it?
I wish I could.
Why don't you?
Because I don't know how. Maybe
you don't know. If you knew how to drop it. Would you drop it?
100%.
Okay, stop thinking.
Thank you.
You stop thinking, it would be impossible to have anger. Because if you're not into thinking, you're not going to get the anger emotions, you're not going to judge, and you'll be a free man. Have you forgiven your mother?
I forgive my mom and my dad and everybody.
Have you forgiven your mother?
And my dad, everybody, yes.
Did you tell your mother you forgive her for turning you away from your father?
Yes.
You told your mother you forgive her?
Yes.
What did she say when you told her that?
Not too much. She was crying.
Why was she crying?
Emotion.
Right. And so you forgave her, right?
I'm sorry?
So you told your mother you forgive her for turning you away from your father?
Yes.
And so why don't you stop thinking then so you could be free?
I like that question. I love that question, actually. I don't know how to answer it.
Well, just stop thinking so you could be free. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
Yes.
And then when you stop thinking, you're going to stop being emotional, because an emotional person is an evil person, whether it's a so-called feel good, feel right emotion or feel bad emotion. Emotional people are evil people, and you can't trust them.
I see.
So stop thinking. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, sir.
Do that, and this weekend for 3 days, I want you to stop. I want to encourage you to stop being anything or anyone.
Yes, sir.
Let me know how it goes.
I will. I promise you I will.
All
right, I'll call you again.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Have a great one.
You too. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Alex out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Alex, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's up, Jesse? Good to hear your voice, brother.
Thank you.
How's it going, man?
All is well. Happy White History
Month. All is well. Happy White History Month.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. Yeah, we didn't get to finish our conversation because we ran out of time, right?
What was the conversation?
The conversation was about Ephesians 2:10. Do you want to pull it up so you can see it? Because last time I think you're having a hard time following me.
No.
No? Okay. Can I read it to you so you can listen?
Absolutely.
All right. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Do you agree?
No, I neither agree or disagree. And what that mean to you?
Well, no. I mean, like I said before, I'm asking you because you're the authority and you helped me come out of hatred.
I'm not the authority. I'm not the authority. But what does that mean?
Well, your authority to...
What does that mean to you?
That we are God's handiwork. So like you, me, we, the people, right? We human beings are God's handiwork.
And so are you God's handiwork?
Yeah.
And how are you his handiwork?
Well, let me finish the quote. So, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. So we're created, right? We're God's handiwork. We're created by God to do good works in Christ Jesus. We're created in Christ Jesus to do good works.
Okay, you said that over and over. How are you God's handiwork?
Well, I mean, I'm a child of God. I'm a creation of God.
And why do you think that is true?
I mean, we're God's children. Are we not?
Why do you think so? Where's the proof about you that you're a son of God?
That's what God told me. But, I mean, through all the help that you've provided over the last 3, 4, 5 years through your videos,
uh-huh.
I forgave my parents and so forth, and I came to the, you know, it was given to me, you know, that I am God's child. not true.
And when you when that was given to you, how did that help you?
Oh, I mean, it's, you know, clarity and, you know, perfect peace. Like we were talking about last time, and perfect peace, right?
So you have perfect peace?
You bet you.
Right on.
You bet you I do.
And,
yeah.
And what is...
With your help, right? God was speaking through you to me, and it was amazing, man.
Amazing.
That's what I told you last time.
And so what is your proof, for those who are listening, what is, and you're being a witness, what is your proof that you have perfect peace?
What do you mean as far as proof that I have perfect peace I'm experiencing right now?
Right.
I don't feel resentment. I don't feel hatred. I don't feel anything but love for everyone.
Right on.
Is that kind of similar to perfect peace that you're describing that you have?
Are you recording or streaming or something?
No. What do you mean?
Are you?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool, man. You stay with it.
Yeah, but I wanted to get your input on the good works, since we're created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
Are you doing
good
work?
I think so. I believe I am. I believe that God told me.
What example of your good works that you're doing?
Good works, protect the children, protecting the children.
How are you protecting the children?
By bringing awareness to society that child rape is bad.
But they already know that. How are you protecting them?
No. Last time you said you don't have an opinion.
Alex.
No, you said,
Alex.
Do you have an
Alex.
Opinion? Do you have a, yeah, go ahead, man.
How
ahead.
Are you protect? They already know that. How are you protecting them?
Well, they don't, because
they do. You hear it all the time. And this is not the
first person
that come along and said that. How are you protecting them?
There was this guy, the original.
888-7753-773. I'm trying to find out how everybody say that. It's about the children. I let him go. Let me go to Carlos, our first-time caller out of Ohio. Thank you, Alex. Carlos, you're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Happy White History Month. Happy White History Month, Carlos.
Happy White History Month, Jesse.
Thank you.
So first, I had a comment about White History Month, and then I had a relationship advice.
Okay.
So my first comment is, it's either all or none. If we have LGBTQ month, African American month, quote unquote, we should have a White History Month. It's either none or all. People keep saying it separates us and things of that nature. If the other one separated us before, why can't we have a White History Month now?
That's a good
That's
point,
That's my
man.
Comment on that.
That's a very good point. Amazing.
Amazing. And then also I had a relationship advice. So I started listening to you about 3 years ago. I was of the world. I was dating my girlfriend at the time, wife now. And I started listening to you, and I took a step back. I forgave my mom and my father. And then basically I spoke to her, and I told her we have to take a year off, no sex, no nothing for a year, because I wanted to get to know her. And then after a year, we got engaged and got married. And I told her everything and everything she needs to do. And she understands it, and she obeys me. And she did it. But she's also having trouble, like, with her mom in her life. She doesn't want to leave. And I asked her, did you forgive her in the way that I've told you? And she told me, yeah. But she also gets a feeling of, like, afraid of her still. And I try to tell her, you shouldn't be afraid of her if you forgave her. And I basically want to ask you, is there anything I can do to help her defeat that?
No, there's not one thing that you can do. You told her how to do it by forgiving. And so it sounds like, based on what you just said, she has not forgiven. She's pretending.
Right. And I explained that to her. I said, you have to forgive her, and you can't worry about
Hold on, Carlos.
What she says.
Hold on, buddy. Let me take a quick break. Hold on. Back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. It's Open Line Friday. Get it off your chest today at 888-7753. 773 is also Black History Month. We got to show the blacks. We love the blacks, too. Couple announcements. We have a fundraising drive going there. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663 and support it, all right? I do appreciate it. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Personal shout-outs, I'll do them for you. Personal shout-outs. Congratulations, birthday, anniversaries, weddings, whatever the occasion is. Happy White History Month shout-out. I've been doing a lot of those. Whatever the shout-out is, go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And don't forget to support us on social media. Social media, we are on peel.net, /Jesse Lee Peterson, peel.net. /Jesse Lee Peterson, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, JLP Talk on X, cozy.tv/JLP, cozy where Christ is king, and rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. So like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe. Y'all know what to do, right? Amazing. I want to go quickly back to Carlos, who, you said, Carlos, that your wife is still having problem with her mother?
Yes. It's kind of like I see it in this type of way, because she confronts her mother. For example, if her mother is manipulative or whatever the case may be, she tells her to her face, hey, I know you cry, but I know it's not real. Like, she tells her. She's not afraid of her in that case.
Oh, she tells the mother when she's mother crying. She lying?
Yeah, she tells her, like, I know. She knows it's manipulation, and she tells me. And I tell her, like, even when, because my wife sometimes gets emotional, I tell her, when you cry, you lie. And then she starts laughing, and she gets over it. But it's, like, kind of like she's afraid to not have her in her life at the same time.
What does that mean, to not have her in her life? I don't understand that.
For example, like, if she calls and she needs help, she feels like she needs to help her.
If who needs help? The mother?
Yes.
So the mother called the daughter and said, I need help?
Yes.
And then when she does it, the daughter go and help her?
Yes.
Oh. But why doesn't the daughter say, I can't help you?
I don't know.
Do you tell her not to help the mother and don't do it?
There's at some point when I, if I look at a situation and she tells me, I tell her, don't go. She won't go.
Oh, okay.
But if I don't say anything, she'll go. Like, if you can understand that.
Yeah, I do. But, yeah. So, go ahead.
She might be overcoming it. Now that I tell you, and I'm starting to realize it, she might be overcoming it because she's not afraid to tell her the truth, even if it hurts her.
And so then why do you think there's a problem?
I don't think there's a problem. I think she still probably has, because she tells me, when we talk about the situation that happened with mom growing up, she tells me what hurts her. And in that case, and I tell her, why do you still think of it? So I still feel like she probably has something else she might need to forgive her for that she probably didn't state the first time she said it, maybe.
But if she's like dealing with, it's not like she's dealing with her mother the right way. She went and forgave.
Yeah.
She can say no to the mother when she wants to. I'm saying it sounds like that. She can say no to her mother when she wants to, right?
Yes.
And so, that's
normal.
But why do you think there's an issue?
I thought maybe, well, from my point of view, I was thinking maybe we need to keep mom away because she probably still has like carried on not forgiving her mom, and I don't want it to affect my marriage because we're good. And maybe it's me thinking about it too much. Maybe she's working at it in the right way, maybe.
Because you said your wife obeys you. You say she went and forgave. When you say your wife obey you, what do you mean by that?
If I know there's something that doesn't, that doesn't work for us in a relationship, like maybe a decision with her family or my family or work.
Right.
And I decide it's a no. She says, okay. She knows it's a no because she understands that I do the best, what's best for us for me, obviously.
So it doesn't sound like you have a problem with your wife. There doesn't seem to be a problem.
No, there's no problem. It was just, maybe I had a question.
You had a question?
I just wanted to know if that was a healthy way of her carrying along.
Based on what you said, maybe I have to talk to your wife to see, but based on what you said, it seemed like if she's like gone and forgiven, she can say yes or no to your mother, her mother. It sounds like she put her family, like she's doing what she's supposed to do to be a wife. And is she a mother? You guys have children?
No, we got married this year. We haven't had a children.
And so it sounds like you think there's a problem, but there is none.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Right. Well, thank you, Jesse. I just wanted clarity on that because sometimes, when I listen to callers and things of that nature, some mothers, they stay and maybe they can pull her away little by little, and that worries me. So I'm like, okay, as long as she's looking at it where she can tell her the truth, I think I'm fine. We're fine.
And don't worry, because worry pretend to be the truth, and it's not. So just have a wait and see, and don't have any idea how things will go, how it will work out. You just live in the present and just have a wait and see.
Amazing.
Thank you, Carlos.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Jesse.
Happy White History Month. Amazing. All right. Bye now. 888-775-3773. Before I go back to the callers, it's Black Friday. And I want to know what's wrong with the blacks. I can tell you already, they got to drop the anger. They got to forgive their mothers and return to the fathers. That's the only thing that's wrong with them. They were asleep and don't know it. And there are black men and women who are starting to wake up. They hear this. They hear, wow, I do have anger with my mother. I can't speak up to her. My mother is not a queen. My mother ain't everything. And they once they see it for themselves, they are waking up. Really. I hear it all the time from black men and women. But for those who are not doing it, they are out of control. Out of control, folks. Here's a perfect example of it out of WSYX. People renting from Runaway Bay Apartment near Grandview Heights turned to ABC 6 after seeing their community become a magnet for pop-up parties, crime, and trespassing. Watch this.
New tonight, some neighbors are dealing with a crisis in their apartment community near Grandview Heights. They called Six on Your Side for help because they say crime is taking over and hundreds of strangers are too.
Oh, absolutely, Jessica. Just imagine hundreds of people taking over this apartment complex who don't live here and don't pay rent, partying at the pool, the beach, and even the parking lot. Neighbors who do pay rent say they're concerned for their safety after even hearing gunshots earlier this month.
At first glance, the Runaway Bay apartments seem like a dream, a picturesque landscape nestled on one of these Scioto quarries.
The gate is not locked. It is a free-for-all for whoever wants to come in and out of this place.
But some people who call it home say it's become a living nightmare.
I've had my kayak stolen, my paddleboard stolen, I've had my car broken into, but yet we can't talk to the trespassers.
Carrie Cassidy has been renting here for a long time and says crime is only the start of the problems. There's a dangerous and disturbing trend happening involving pop-up events where hundreds of strangers take over the property, including the pool, the parking lot, and the quarry beachfront. All of this on private property where they don't live or pay rent. The front gate has been broken for months, with people pouring in day and night with no control.
Now you see why white people don't want you in their neighborhoods. This is all you ever bring. Really. And then when something goes wrong, you go get a black lawyer to help you sue them. Renters say they have been harassed and threatened. Watch this.
I'm paying $1,400 in rent here. These people come in here and they act like they own the place. We get harassed. We get threatened with guns, with knives. We've had a shooting here just a week ago at our pool.
This surveillance video shows those shots ringing out at the pool earlier this month.
I was worried about my mom because she was right there. She lives right across from the pool. I was scared to death for her. I was calling her, making sure she was okay.
Renters wanting to stay off camera say there needs to be more security, accountability, and oversight.
Been threatened to have my butt kicked by men, by women. Had women who have literally had their children running around this parking lot unattended.
And take a look at this scene in the parking lot on Tuesday night. Hundreds of random people partying in the parking lot. Why is this allowed? Neighbors say the police, AG's office, and code enforcement claim it's all on the property owners to make things right.
This is supposed to, you have a legal right to a peaceful environment to live in. That's and it's right. The management's responsibility to provide that.
That is so true. Why don't the manager do something about it? It's amazing. White people, black people, listen. White people don't want your mess. White people just want a first-class life. That's why they move near the beach. That's why they have the little own boat. They don't want to be in your mess. And here you come turning their area into a ghetto. What's wrong with you that you don't know something is wrong with that? Why is it that everywhere you go, you got to turn beauty into darkness, light into darkness? Why? Those black people know they should not be on that property. And then carrying on like that, on turning these people's neighborhood into a hood. Think about that. But the property owner are responsible for making sure that this doesn't happen. lock it down, have police security around, have these people arrested. Why are they allowing these blacks to do this? This is ridiculous. And you're paying all that money for white first-class life, and then this is what you get. And think about it. White people can't even go on a cruise anymore, and white people love cruising on a Sunday afternoon. They can't even go on cruises now because the white, they started letting the black people come up and go on a cruise, and they fight. They carry on just like that. Some people suggested that Columbus, Ohio, best suburb, Grandview Heights. Oh, that's the best suburb? And it's called white, that's why. Couple of things is saying about this. Number one, the black people know that they should not be doing this. They don't care. They don't care about each other, and they care about no one. That's why they just go and they shoot. They party in your property, and if you say something, you're a racist. And now they want to sue, saying that you are discriminating against them. They ain't going to get out of the car. White people, now you can't go on a cruise. So they come in, they're going to fight. You can't be on the airplane, they're going to fight on the airplane. Now you can't buy a house by the beach. You can't rent a house. There they come. Not to make it better, but to destroy everything that's good. This is what happened to South Africa. This is the same, folks. This is pure evil. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Tim, a first-time caller out of Sacramento, California. Tim, you're on the air. Happy White History Month.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well. Happy White History Month, Tim.
Okay. Happy White History Month. Hey, by the way, next month, August, is Asian History Month. What do you think about that?
No, next month is not Asian History Month. It's Men History Month.
It's what?
Men History Month.
Men History Month? Oh, did you make that one too?
Yeah, Men History Month. But if they want Asian History Month, they got to go back to Asia.
Hey. My main question is, I've watched some of your, you know, the way you handle people, you go in front of them and, you know, tell them that, you know, abortion is wrong, being a pervert is wrong, this and that. And I watch you being very composed and this is, in the past, I've never been able to do that when I, you know, approach someone about things like abortion. In my mind, I'm thinking this person is okay with killing people. And so I get upset when they don't get it. And then I just have to tell myself it is what it is. And how do I stay composed and just, you know, deal with somebody who doesn't make sense at all?
Well, you have to drop your anger. You can't be you can't be of love and hate. So you got to drop your anger so you don't feel or think anything about what they do. Because if they want to live in their hell, their misery, and they want to kill the children in their womb, they can do it. And so if you didn't have any anger, you wouldn't have any opinion about it. Why don't you drop your anger?
That's why I'm calling you, and I'm really working on just, you know, letting it go when they say, oh, it's just nothing in the woman. This is her body, and I'm telling them this is not her DNA. This is a different individual.
Does it bother you at all that women kill the man's children in the womb? Does that bother you?
I'm trying to make that not bother me, and that's why.
So why don't you drop your anger? Have you forgiven your mother?
I'm working on it. I've listened to your show, and I've already started, you know, having a conversation with her.
Why haven't you gone to her and forgiven her for recreating you in her image? Because you have her mindset and emotions. It's not normal for a man to be emotional. Any man that's emotional is a woman.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Why don't you forgive your mother for making you that way so you can overcome it?
I have started direct communication with her and telling her that this is what I want to do, and I'm working on not being less and less emotional, and like when I talk, you know, confront people.
But why don't you, that when you say start, all you have to do is go to her and say, I'm sorry for resenting you. I've been angry at you for recreating me in your image and turning me to your away from my dad, and I'm like you, and I'm sorry for resenting you. Why haven't you just done that already?
Correct. Yeah, I've done exactly. But after listening to your show, I've done exactly that.
Oh, so you have forgiven her.
That part I've already done,
but
I'm still working on, you know, communicating. Because she says, you know, what do you mean by that? And your dad, what do you mean by your dad? So I have to explain to her all these things.
No, you don't. You don't have to explain anything to her at all. And don't even try to explain, because she doesn't want to know the truth. She's just playing a game on you.
Yeah, she does play a lot of games.
So
she
why do you play the game with your evil mother?
Good point. Yeah.
No, that was a question.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop that.
Why are you doing it? You don't need to. You don't need to explain anything. You just need to forgive her and move on with your life. She's controlling you by making you think you need to explain it. It's just manipulation.
Right. Right. And your suggestion as far as, you know, when talking to people who say, oh, this is just a piece of tissue inside me, it doesn't matter, is to just let them go and just say, this is what it is.
Yeah, just say, oh, okay. Leave them in the hell. People love the thrill of misery. They love the thrill of killing children in the womb. It's all a thrill because it's evil, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can't You try to convince them, just like you try to convince your mother. You can't convince anyone to overcome evil.
Right. So just forget about thinking about the baby wanting any rescue, and just the mother is the way they are.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, let them suffer.
Right. I do that. Just thinking about the child being killed is what bothers me.
Oh, stop thinking about that. You're not supposed to be thinking on those things at all.
Okay. Got it.
I wish you well, Tim.
All right. Hey, happy Asian month.
Thank you, buddy.
No, just kidding.
All right.
Bye. You
know, bye. Back in a moment. Hate news at the fake news.
I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
There's a whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Black Friday, July 25th, 2025 AD. Make sure you do support Bond. That's JLP's nonprofit. We're doing a $50,000 summer fundraiser. And so much appreciated. Thank you, guys. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663. You can use the QR code. You can send a check or money order to the P.O. box or whatever. Very cool. Information on the screen. And meanwhile, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, I was telling you about the Department of Health and Human Services using that AI, Elsa, supposedly. They're using a woman named Elsa AI, a female AI. And it has invented studies and misrepresented research, even though it's supposed to be generating meeting notes and summaries and email and communique templates or whatever. In at least one instance, when an employee, this is at the HHS, by the way, when an employee asked Elsa to generate something for a project, it insisted the research area was not in the FDA's purview, even though it was, according to them. Elsa cannot help with... also, with a lengthy process that agency scientists undertake to determine whether drugs and devices are safe and effective. I hate that phrase, safe and effective. I've come to despise the term safe and effective because I don't trust them using that safe and effective vernacular. Anyway, it can't access many of the files needed to answer basic questions. AI is untrustworthy still, just like people. Anyway, the Sanctuary City lawsuit, the Justice Department has filed a lawsuit against New York City over their so-called Sanctuary City policies, allowing the illegal aliens to stay and protecting them from deportation. The move comes just days after the Trump administration blamed those policies for the shooting of an off-duty U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer in an apartment robbery gone wrong. An illegal alien allegedly did it, right? Something like that. As part of the administration's widespread crackdown on illegal aliens, which CNN falsely calls undocumented immigrants, similar lawsuits have been filed against Colorado, Illinois, Los Angeles, New York State, not just New York City, and the city of Rochester, New York, and several New Jersey cities, the DOJ stated in a statement. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said the city will review the lawsuit. Keeping New Yorkers safe also means making sure they feel safe, he claims. And we have been clear no one should be afraid to dial 911, send their kids to school, or go to the hospital. And no New Yorker should feel forced to hide in the shadows. So said Mama Eric Adams in a statement. I used to like the guy, now I'm not so sure. Anyway, the Skydance Paramount merger. Did you hear about this one? The FCC approved the pending merger between Skydance Media and Paramount Global Thursday, voting 2-1 along party lines. Commissioners gave the go-ahead to the $8 billion, with a B, dollar deal, mired in allegations of political interference stemming from our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's scathing criticism and his lawsuit against Paramount CBS News division. July 1st, though, Paramount agreed to pay $16 million toward Trump's future presidential library to resolve his legally dubious suit, as Commie Nonsense describes it, at an edit made to a 60 Minutes interview with then-Vice President cackling Kamala Harris when they changed her answer, seemingly, before the November presidential election. Though Paramount and the FCC both insisted the payout was unrelated to the merger review process, many likened it to a bribe. And is that the case in which Colbert lost his job? Stephen Colbert. Shout out. Anyway, there's a whole lot of other mess going on in the news. Rest in peace, legendary jazz musician Chuck Mangione. If I'm butchering his name, I apologize. the noted flugelhorn player, butchering that name too possibly, trumpeter and composer known for the signature tune Feels So Good. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, Black Friday, Hour 3.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. It's the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, the biblical question, how will you know when you're of truth? How will you know when you are of truth? An amazing question. It's a comment to live question. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever you're doing right now, got to work out, you got to go to work, whatever. You can podcast the show, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Open Line Friday / Black, because we love the blacks. It is Black Friday. Watch this. That was then. Amazing how it used to be that way. And this is now. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey.
What?
What's wrong with the blacks? Amazing. So listen, some of you know that I don't trust doctors anymore. They won't let you go. They're like gym trainers. Once they start training you, they don't ever let you think you can be independent. And so doctors give you medication, and they just, you can call the pharmacist and get refills. And I've been hearing this from everybody, so it's not. And they never take you off the medication no matter what. And so I was telling my friend here this, and he was like, Jesse, I totally understand. I can help. I can give you some amazing advice. So I said, okay, come on the show and let's talk about it. And he's here today. Dr. Joel L. Strom is here. Dr. Strom, S-T-R-O-M. And he has over 40 years of experience. And what he loves most is fixing smiles. He's a dentist. Isn't that amazing? He loved his relationship with his friends. He's the founder of Same Day Dentist. And so we're going to talk about that. I want to mention his book, too. I have a copy of his book, and I want to just mention it. Dr. Strong, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Jesse. We never get time outside the office or anywhere else, so we're going to meet here.
And I've been knowing you a long time, huh?
We have. You came to our house for Passover Seder 15 years, 20 years ago. I don't know.
20 years ago, I see.
Yeah.
It's so crazy how I remember when your kids were little, now they all grown and married and or a kid, huh? Your daughter.
My daughter, Natalie, yep. She's on the East Coast, still in Washington, D.C.
Oh, amazing. Well, welcome to the show.
And thanks for having me, guys.
Finally made it.
I finally made it. Yeah, I'm down to 3 days a week at work, so I got the time to pop over here and relax.
And happy White History Month.
Yeah, I know. I've been listening to that, White History Month. I wore a white shirt here just, you know, to look professional. I dressed professionally like you talk about on your show. So I made sure I look like a doctor. Yeah, well, you guys are all in T-shirts.
Yeah, I know. Huh? You all dressed up and we dressed down.
Yeah.
But listen, you became a dentist because as a kid you were afraid of dentists?
Wow. You did your research, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I grew up in a time, you know, I'm 71, so I grew up around the same time you did.
Yeah.
And my mother, she didn't really know. She wanted to do the best for her kids, but she didn't really know that dentists didn't have to hurt. You know, she didn't understand that. And so all three of us basically ran out of the dental chair because our dentist was, I'd say politely, you know, he was like a Nazi right out of Germany and put the needle in front of your face and then gave you a shot and worked right away and it hurt anyway.
Yeah.
And it was just like a punishment. It was a terrible introduction to dentistry.
Amazing. And so from that, you literally said, I'm going to become a dentist?
I wasn't that easy. When I was younger, like many people have different dreams of what they want to do. So I ended up as going to dental school during college when I was a pre-med, because when you're a young Jewish kid who's got some brains, you're supposed to become a doctor, which we're going to talk about in a minute, right?
Doctor or lawyer?
A doctor. I forgot the lawyer part. So, but I found I wasn't working very hard in college. I just wasn't trying. I wasn't at peace. Like in my mind, something wasn't right. And I just stopped being a pre-med. I love the knowledge. I love the knowledge. Don't get me wrong about that. But the human body, how it works, psychology. But I ended up settling on dentistry after all because I went to the dental school and I was in a study. You know, in those days, like today, you need a lot of money to get through college. Another topic to talk about
too
sometime.
Much money, to be honest.
And they were given $50 for a mouth rinse study. And I looked at the instruments. I call them tools at the time, but I looked at the instruments and the artistry that could be involved. I wasn't scared because I wasn't going to get drilled on. And I said, you know what? I could be a dentist that really cares, you know, that doesn't hurt people.
Right. Absolutely.
Which is, you know, as you've talked about before, having a God complex and all that.
Yeah.
There's kind of a God complex you have to watch out as a doctor, which might get into what you want to talk about.
Yeah.
But because I still, after 40 years, I still don't want to hurt anybody at all when I put a needle in their mouth.
Yeah, no.
And it's kind of hard to accomplish that. Yeah.
You're amazing dentist. Speaking of having the issues while you're in college, do Jews get depressed?
Do Jews get depressed?
Because it seems like they have everything. You know, they have family, they're educated, they're doctors and lawyers, and they have nice communities. They know they don't allow crime and stuff in the area. Do they get depressed?
Well, we could talk about some of what you just said, because I don't think, some communities aren't all safe anymore. That's bad, including college, including universities.
Now that has changed, yeah, that's for sure.
But, in my mind, Jews are in many ways like any other group of people. They have good guys, they have decent people and indecent people. They live in good neighborhoods and not so good neighborhoods. Our people have a history of having to leave quickly, or if they don't leave, getting in trouble, let's call it, from the Holocaust on down to today's universities. But, I get depressed. I'm not going to speak for all Jews, but I find that if you stay in the group, if you go to synagogue, if you go to church, you know, you find other people who have a basis to believe in what they believe in. It's a belief. You can't prove it all the time.
Right.
But people like that will find more peace in their life. So, yes, but Jews do get depressed. I've been depressed. I've sought out psychological care.
Yeah,
it's one area that I have an issue with. Many psychologists will just keep you going.
Yeah,
they'll keep you going forever and ever. And I prefer the cognitive behavioral approach where, you change your behavior and then you change your mind. And I don't frequent psychologists, but I've used them before when I was depressed over a failed marriage or other things like that.
Amazing.
So I'm not shy about it.
Right on. People like me, if I need a doctor, medical doctor, how do I find a good doctor? Like one that's going to give you the best advice if they have to put you on medication, put you on medication, but take you off at some point. How do you find a doctor that you can trust?
Yeah, and that's a difficult thing. Even in the olden days, you know, the old times when we didn't have all these Kaisers or Blue Cross and Blue Shield. In today's world, I mean, I think the word autonomy is the main guiding principle for me, and being a decent person. There are a lot of more Greek full of philosophical words we could use about it, but you want to see someone. Today, we have to almost evaluate the system the doctor practices within instead of a doctor themselves, if you know what I mean. If you've gone to Kaiser or you've gone to St. John's or Cedars around here,
right.
You know, doctors, unfortunately, have lost their autonomy. That falls a lot on doctors, let me tell you. Doctors
autonomy meaning lost their freedom to just be a good doctor?
No, you know, you got to look at when autonomy means having your own agency, having your own ability to make your own decisions.
Right.
So it used to be doctor-patient relationship.
Right,
so
in absolutely.
The 20th century, let's say, where I started my career, you know, I would make a decision. You come to my office and you say, my tooth hurts me.
Right.
And I'd say, if I'm a good dentist, I will tell you, hey, you know, there's like three options here. You might need a root canal, or you might need to take a tooth out, or we just fill it up. We'll talk back and forth. We'll talk about the price. We'll talk about the options and the pros and cons. That was between you and me.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, the systems that we built, mostly by government, but to allow insurance companies and hospitals to get in the middle of all that, is that when you go to a doctor now, they have rules they have to follow. They don't have their total autonomy in many cases to help you. And then you don't have autonomy to have an informed decision.
Wow.
So I use the word autonomy a lot.
Right.
Sorry I didn't define that. But that's a problem. So I don't want to keep going on too far on your answer. But number one, today's world, it's harder in my mind to be able to evaluate a doctor because you don't know whether they're a good doctor stuck in a bad system, you know, or a bad doctor stuck in a good system. You just don't know that when you start out.
But when you become a doctor, don't you make some type of oath that you're going to follow and you're going to give the patient the best service, you're going to do your best? And why would they give that their autonomy? Why would they fall for something like that?
I'd say a lot. Well, over the years, it's changed. In the beginning, you know, oaths. People take oaths all the time. They
right.
vow to get married, and they're divorced a year later.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's number one. We're all human. We take an oath. I think most people aspire to be that way.
Right.
They aspire to be. There's all these terms like beneficence and non-maleficence, like doing good, not doing bad, fidelity, being, you know, honoring your promises, all those types of things. And we make that pledge when we get out of school, but life comes in. In today's world, doctors have a lot. Young doctors have a huge debt to pay back, and I'm sorry that. You know, we have to deal with that in our heads. They have responsibilities, money to pay, and they'll take a job. I'll just talk about my dentistry.
Right.
You take a job at a clinic. I'm not saying all clinics are below standard, but when you're in a clinic, you basically follow the clinic's policy. So when you come and see me, Jesse, and I got it in my name, I have a typical social media name on my practice, but it doesn't say Joel L. Strom DDS anymore.
Right.
It's My Dental Office of Beverly Hills.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So you don't really know who's going to be there. So it's difficult. So I'm giving you all the reasons it's difficult. You ask me why, what you look for.
Right.
Right. So if I can give you some simple things. Does this, when you walk in the office, does the staff look at you as an individual? Okay, are looking at you like a number? Or as an individual, that's an important part of it. When you see the doctor, when you get into the dental office or the doctor's room, is there eye contact? These are just human things, number one. So the first thing is that person human? Do they treat you with respect?
That's a good point,
If they're running behind, do they say, look, I'm really sorry, Jesse. You know, I have this emergency over here. I'll be right back with you. You know, I'll leave you here with my assistant or use your PDA, whatever it is, but they recognize that I'm running behind.
Right.
A lot of officers have you sit there.
Yeah.
Nobody comes in. That's not a good sign. Okay. When the doctor comes and talks to you, do they spend you know, at least 5 minutes to hear why you're there.
And they don't have time for you like that.
Yeah, it's many times it's the case. I feel,
and they hear, but they don't.
They don't. And that's where the system comes in sometimes, or the greed. But there are many, many dentists. I'll speak again, my profession. Many, many doctors I know all across the country. You've had them on your show before.
Yeah.
Who will actually sit there and talk to you for 5 minutes, maybe more.
Yeah.
My staff tells me I talk too much, which you probably know I do. But
you make it clear with the patient, that's for sure.
Yeah. So those are three things to start out with, because you got to start a relationship somewhere. So if those three things are not met, you know, listening to you, treating like a human being and not treating him like a number,
right?
Then, okay, great. That's a good sign. Okay, then you meet the doctor, and the doctor says, hey, you know, here are your options, and I'm really sorry you're feeling this way. We can do X, Y, or Z. What would you like to do based upon what I've told you, and respects, you know, what you think you want to do.
Right.
And if they don't agree with it, the doctor says, you know, that's like my third choice. I really think you ought to do this.
Right.
Okay, you ought to take that pill. And you're saying, I don't want to take no pills. And so you have to have that back and forth. And after you have the back and forth, is there a follow-up? So, you know, if there's a follow-up, does somebody say, hey, that was great, thanks for coming in? Or if you call back and say, hey, I left my glasses there, or my insurance number is so-and-so, do they take your call or have some system to process you? So hope that helps your beginning answer.
That's interesting, man.
Yeah, but I'm unhappy and I'm sad. I won't say depressing, but for me as a healthcare professional, it's hard to hear that. I hear it a lot though.
Yeah.
You know, I don't trust the doctor, but that's a slightly different issue. You know, when you talk about trust as a human being, do I trust a doctor? So I gave you some reasons what you have to look for basic human traits.
I know several people now, and not just one or two people, who they only see their doctor once a year. And so what happens is, according to these people, they go and see the doctor, and the doctor says, okay, you have high blood pressure, whatever. Here's some high blood pressure medication. And so for that whole year, when that person run out or people run out of medication, they just go to the pharmacy and get a refill. Over and over. As a matter of fact, pharmacy let them know it's time for a refill. And they never see the doctor for that whole year, so they don't know if things have gotten better or worse. And then when their year's up, according to them, the doctor say, come in and see me. And they go in and see the doctor, and the doctor do a little test, and the doctor say, oh, okay, you need to stay on the pill. They put them back, and then they pay that yearly doctor fee or whatever it is.
Sometimes.
And the doctor say, okay, I see you. See, you still have problems, stay on the pill. They don't see you for another year. And years go by, that's all they ever do. And I'm like, well, what happened if you got better, though? You don't need the pills, or the pills start to hurt your body? Because I know people who have to have those blood transfusions because the doctor just kept them on the pill. They didn't even see the doctor anymore and messed up the body. What should a person do if they don't see their doctor in a year?
Well, you know, the doctor needs their autonomy to treat you properly, but you have your autonomy.
Right.
And you are the best doctor for yourself. Granted, I don't have your knowledge of growing up in the South, or I can only try to learn that
right.
from your book or listen to your radio show. You don't have the background I have
right.
about exactly why cavities form or you know, how oral cancer might come in, even if it's not hurting you, and why you need to come back 10 times a year, one time a year.
Right.
So, but you're still your best doctor because you got to use common sense and thoughtfulness. Many people, that's what they want to do. They take the drug, they're happy, they don't, I guess that's fine. But if you want to know more about the medication you're taking, you know, you have to just call the doctor office and say, hey, I need to see you. You know, or if you can't see me, please refer me to another doctor. You know, we've had that example of the pandemic shutdowns and all that stuff. And I know we could talk for hours about that, but that was a great example, a great but terrible example,
right?
Of how when you lost your autonomy and doctor lost his autonomy or her autonomy, And we didn't have any right over our body at all when you think about it, right? I couldn't service you, have you come to my office, because the city of Beverly Hills said I can only see patients if they're bleeding to death, dying of pain, or something else. It was amazing. So
some people are afraid to get off medication when they get on the medication, right? Because even if they think that they may be feeling better, but then the doctor won't tell them you don't need the medication anymore.
You know, as you asked for, how do you find a good doctor? A good doctor will be able to explain that. You might not agree with them.
Right.
But you know, but...
At least explain it.
Explain it. For me yesterday, I found a great shoulder doctor yesterday. I mean, I've been to him before. I had shoulder pain from a systemic thing that I have going on with immune system issues. And I can't sleep at night. And I pretty much knew what it was. I'm in the medical field, so to speak. But this guy sat down with me. I know he only had a 15-minute appointment, but he sat down, he listened to me, we bantered a little bit, and then we talked about what to do, and he gave me three options, you know. And so my background is that I need to take an injectable drug to treat my arthritis issues.
Right.
And my type of arthritis, it's just hard to tell. Because there's all these different symptoms. So I never know if I'm really, I don't know if I'm getting better or not. And I told him this. I said, I don't want to start getting hyped that this is not the right med. I need you to help guide me so I overcome my own biases that I think the new med that I'm on is not working. You know, so I got to keep my head out of it. So a good doctor is going to listen to you. they're going to follow your guidance or find you someone else. So if you're going on a med, you can't see the doctor again, they don't want to see you again, and you're at, let's say, Kaiser, for argument's sake, you say, you know, I'm not happy with the system. And you get somebody else in Kaiser, and if you don't get satisfaction, you leave.
Yeah.
That happened to me when I got older.
Yeah.
And I left.
Right.
So that's how you have to handle it, because you don't have the knowledge, really, to know whether to take a vaccine or not.
That's right.
You don't know.
Yeah. Also, I noticed that in nowadays, like, I like to have the type of insurance where I see any doctor I want to go see. I don't want to be, like, a part of Kaiser.
It's important.
Or this program or that program, because it restricts you as to have your own private doctor. So I have the insurance where I can have a private doctor wherever I want to go. Is it wise for people to get those group insurance things? And, you know, like Kaiser or this person or that one, instead of having private insurance that allows you to see whatever doctor you want, and does the insurance company dictate how much doctor treatment the doctor can give you?
A lot of questions wrapped up in that. You know, there's three major ways to get health care, or let's say four. There's HMO, like a Kaiser.
Yeah, HMO thing. Yeah.
And dental has the same types of things through different insurance companies.
Right.
Each insurance company, you know, whether it's Delta or Blue Cross or Blue Shield or Aetna, they have a system where you can pay a lot less money, but you've got to go to a certain office.
Right.
And it's very enticing if you're on bad times for a short amount of time. You know, maybe that's where you go for an emergency. Then there's a PPO plan, Preferred Provider Organization, where if you go to one of their doctors, you'll pay less out of pocket. The fee might be the overall fee might be the same, but out of your pocket, you'll pay less if you go to one of their doctors. That preserves choice, you know. But and you can make that choice, and you kind of get it's kind of the best of both worlds or the worst of both worlds, however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
And then there's the insurance you can have where you can just choose your own doctor.
Yes.
And the last one is you pay cash.
Right.
Pay cash usually will be less expensive, and you'll have total autonomy. The doctor and you have total autonomy on how fast, how slow. You don't have to get insurance have the insurance check up on that. Back to your question about, can an insurance company tell you what to do? They like to be able to steer you to what's going to save them money. It's America. It's capitalism, right? They want you to go to one of their doctors.
Right.
Because the doctor will take the haircut on their behalf, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
Employers want the same thing. You have a small business, you're going to pay less as an employer than for the PPO or the HMO than you're going to pay on behalf of your patients for choose your own dentist. So the employer has an incentive to get you to go to a an HMO.
Right.
And that's happened with the teachers unions are a good example.
Yeah.
You know, when I used to see teachers union patients in a PPO, they implied to their to the teachers they had to pick an HMO home. And it made it sound like they get better care and that they would be fine, and but they have to go to that office, when in fact the policy said you can have this or you can have this PPO and you can keep your dentist. So insurance companies, unions, employers all kind of want you to go, and the government. The government's a huge part of this. They want you to go to the cheapest place possible, which almost always reduces your autonomy as a patient to make your decision.
Yeah. What a mess.
Yeah.
And so it's best to, well, it's up to the people or the person, but it's best to have the type of insurance where you can go to whatever doctor you want to go to, right?
Ideally, that's what you want to do. And in dentistry, generally speaking, the cost of that insurance, if it's coming out of your pocket, doesn't cover it. I'd rather see somebody take their $2,000 a year, whatever the number is, and just put it in a bank account, in a high-yielding account, then you preserve your own ability. Now, sometimes, in some patients, insurance works. And so my best advice is, in the dental side, is go to your dentist or a dentist or choose a dentist and then get an exam and a cleaning and x-rays.
Yeah.
An honorable thing to just get that first by someone you feel you trust.
Right.
Then they can help you guide you through the insurance. In my office, I say, hey, why don't you just come in first? We'll make it cash, and then I'll see how much dental work you need, and I can help you to decide whether you should even buy the dental insurance or not.
Right. Amazing. Yeah. I want to ask you about this. They're like real doctors with degrees. They went to school, and they got a doctor degree, right?
Okay.
And then there are those, and I've heard so much about this lately, I didn't even know it existed. There are the people who are doctors, but they're not medical doctors. They call themselves natural doctors or something like that.
Okay.
And they use natural stuff to make you well and all that. Which is best for you, a doctor that went to school or, Nick, what do you call those doctors that don't go to school? Health doctors or something like that?
I'm not entirely sure.
Functional doctors, integrative medicine doctors.
What did you say, Derek?
Integrative.
Holistic doctors.
Holistic. Okay.
Is a holistic doctor a good doctor to use?
I would say, for me, a couple examples of red flags that come up for me. A dentist, a doctor or a dentist or pharmacist, we should be holistic by nature. And as far as the dental world, there's no such thing really as a holistic dentist. It's more advertising, which, sorry, I'll get off a tangent here for a second.
No.
When dentists who advertise many times, dentists who advertise and doctors, you've seen them, you've seen the white coat, they wear a white coat and they have their name and they say, you know, many of my patients who take vitamin D get better. And for me, that's a red flag. Everybody should be able to make money in America and do things. But when you represent yourself in a way that you would not do in your office, I think that doctor immediately, for me, sets off a red flag. Does it mean they're bad people? Does it mean they're not right? No. But you got to watch that a little bit when you look on these advertisements with people that say, I'm a holistic dentist and this and that. So number one is everybody practicing should be a holistic dentist. What they're probably trying to say is that, hey, I'm not the guy that kicks you out of the office in 10 minutes and puts you on a medication and we'll never see you again. I think that's what they're trying to be. Now, holistic doctors holistic dentist is no different than me. They can't not go to school and not get a license and then hang their shingle and say they're holistic.
Right.
In the medical field, it can be a little more murky. It can seem more murky, but most doctors and dentists and people that I know that practice are licensed. And to be licensed, to be licensed, you have to go through an exam, which before that, you have to go to school, and all those things together are make a doctor,
right?
In your eyes,
holistic doctor. From all the tons of holistic doctors I've been talking to lately, they say that they can give you stuff non-medication, right? They can, They can give you stuff to make you well that's not drugs, not medication, yeah, like from a doctor's office. And so they give you acupunctures, and they do different things. Should a person take a risk with a holistic doctor to get well, or should they go to the doctor that's educated and going to give you medication?
It's too broad of a question, to be honest with you.
Hold that thought.
Yeah, sure.
We'll come back to that. I got to take a break.
Got it.
Quick break. The Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live and also on Stretch Off. Stretch Off, where are they?
On pill.net.
Stretch Off on pill.net. Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. Okay, I'm going to hold Dr. Strong just for 5 or 10 more minutes here. Then I'm going to get to all your calls and stuff. Let's see here. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. right after my show here at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And then at 11 a.m. every Friday, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv, an amazing conversation with Garrett McClendon, and he is a former prison gang leader, and he helped folks now to overcome all the drugs and stuff. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So were you on drugs or alcohol?
I'm both. Even if I want to take a drink, hit, or fix, my mind starts telling me things about me that are untrue, and I start believing them. I started stealing, joyriding cars, possession of weapons, methamphetamine, chop shop.
Amazing.
The only way I knew how to function is by drinking and using. I felt like I was at home when I was inside the prison.
Really?
Yeah.
So which did you make first, a boy
girl,
or a girl?
Girl.
Real men made boys first.
Oh, man. Dang it.
Amazing. You can become a member, help support the Fallen State by becoming a member of the Fallen State right there on YouTube or locals.com. And then at 11, after the Fallen State at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon, right after the FallenState.tv, the American Anchor Baby. And fellowship on Sunday. Are you doing your show today, Nick?
A little busy today.
Oh, okay. So no.
Show today.
No show today from the Anchor Baby.
We're filming.
All right. No show today. And then Sunday morning fellowship at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30. All are invited. All right. 11 a.m. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Dr. Strom is here. Do you have a website, anything you want to give out?
Sure, and this is not an advertisement. So, but I'm happy if people want to talk to me about it. It's mydentaloffice.com. www.mydentaloffice.com.
Right on. did you know real men made boys first? You made a girl first, huh?
Uh oh. Well, I know I had a friend that actually believed that. It was, you know, he had a boy, and he said, "What did you think I was going to have?" It's like I was like. Yeah, okay. I mean, that's like going back to science. If, you know, I don't think it works that way. But no, I had a girl, and she's very tiny, but very mighty. You know, smaller women are that don't say too much, and then when they open their mouth, you go, "Whoa, excuse me." Yeah, they're a little intimidating. So
amazing. I made my first child was a boy. In the good old days, men made boys first, and that was the secret to making boys first. And the older men would pass down the secret to the young men. And so so there is a secret to making boys first. But it's too late for you.
You never know. I mean, you know, in today's world, you can declare yourself to be 35, right?
That's right.
Maybe it's a Jewish thing. I don't know. I don't think we taught our kids that in the annals of Jewish history.
So just before the break, I ask which is better, a medical doctor when it comes to medication or a holistic doctor that don't believe you should take medication?
Right. Neither one. I mean, the point is, you know, you want what we talked about earlier, an honest, humble doctor. It's not good to be too humble.
Right.
You get too humble, everybody walks over you.
Right.
It's not good to be like have a God complex that I know everything, right? That's ridiculous. So. If assuming you have somebody in the middle, they're going to recognize the fact that, hey, you know, I don't know everything. And if this treatment isn't working, you know, if you want to go try that treatment over there, I think that's, hey, you should go do that. You're talking to somebody who's done acupuncture, shiatsu massage, medications. I'm leaving things out. But the point is I'm right. Definitely interested in how can acupuncture maybe help this dental pain? Right? How does the low light red laser, remove a sore on your tongue?
Right.
These things are always happening. You're always evolving. So I think the best medicine is between the Western, we'll say Western way of looking at things, the pharma drug way, which I'd be remiss if I didn't stick up for pharmacy to some degree. My wife's a pharmacist and served on the state pharmacy board and many friends. There's a lot of great things about the drugs we have, but to rely on them without being able to do both is a mistake.
So you're saying that, yes, it's okay to have a medical doctor to give you prescriptions, and it's okay if you just want to go to a holistic doctor, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
But a lot of people are afraid because we've been so trained and conditioned to trust medication, pills from doctors, right? And it's some people are afraid to not trust. I mean, to trust a holistic doctor, because they don't give you pills; they trust the earth.
Well, I mean, I think we should trust we're animals, right? Aren't we? You know, we might stand on 2 feet and all, but I think many of the problems we have today, from allergies to immune systems, like I have, stem from the fact that we're isolating ourselves from the earth. Define that as
that's
you might,
sure.
Herbs, dirt,
yeah.
Whichever in the dirt, the microbes, the mask we're wearing. I mean, to me, that doesn't make us a stronger species, nor does it make us take care of your ills. The art form is trying to figure out each of us as individuals what might arise. You grew up in a different way than I did.
When I was growing up, I hardly knew anyone who got sick. Once in a while, an older person would get sick. But they didn't see a doctor there to do a home remedy, and they got well. Or if we got a cold or something like that, they would give a castor oil or some type of home remedy, and we would get well. And so I didn't know. And you're right. We ate from the earth. You know, everything we ate, for the most part, came from what we planted ourselves, like greens and potatoes and things like that, corn. We didn't have the store-bought food that much, so... It was straight out of earth, and I think that was better for the body than what we have now. And they were able to heal themselves with earthy stuff rather than pills and things like that.
I like that, earthy stuff, yeah. You know, earthy stuff and pills. Maybe we should just do that. But you make great points, and by the time we get to be our age, you know, things have gotten so mixed up that, you know, we're not sure anymore.
Right.
But I don't denigrate it. I laud the scientific advancements we've made that have helped us live longer and get over things that may hurt us a lot, that it would make our lives worse and mess with our mind by being sick all the time or dying early.
Yeah.
But we have to be, it's like anything else. You know, you can drink too much water and drown, you know, and you can drink too little water and die. So to me, you want to find doctors who think holistically, you know, ideally in my mind, but don't say it. I know. So it's right. Advertising. I have my issues with that. But, you know, yeah, you're looking for that kind of person.
Right on. I really appreciate you coming on. You got to go now.
Sure. Okay. Well, kick me out. Did I not wear it's Black Friday. Am I not wearing I got some black on my coat here. So
you look.
I honor Black Friday, too, you know.
You did. Amazing.
Okay. So thanks for having me.
Tell the folks about how to get your website or whatever again.
It's at www.mydentaloffice.com. Hard to not remember that one. And, and my phone, it's okay. That's enough. I don't like giving out phone numbers and pushing myself. But okay. The website's fine.
Can they get your book?
You can get the book. It's meant to be a workbook. It's dated. It needs to be updated. But it does provide principles about leadership and how to do something in the world, in the political world of leadership. And it's on Amazon. It's $5. So I don't make a penny on it. It just costs.
Get this book, folks. I highly recommend it. Really. Not just because he's my friend and my dentist. And I have known him for 20 years or so. And I know the whole family. And I've done the Bob Misper thing. I'm telling you, the book is good. It's amazing. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I'll see you soon.
I'm going to have you back because I didn't nearly touch on a lot of other things I want to talk about. So we got to keep bringing you back.
Well, let's have a healthcare, you know, hour every whenever you
I
want.
I like that. Yeah.
I'll be around. I can bring friends too.
You have friends?
I got a few, but I'm trying to get back to become friendly. I mean, I spent so much time raising a kid.
That's
having
why
a business.
I asked you to have friends because all you do is work.
Yeah,
to raise your kids.
Yeah, well, not anymore. So my goal is to be a little more human, interact with people I haven't seen in a long time. So if we have to meet like this, instead of going out for a drink, a coffee or something, that's fine.
This
is fun. I like all the guys here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the Anchor Baby.
Yeah, good to meet you, Anchor Baby.
You know what an Anchor Baby is, right?
I do, unless Jesse Peterson has a different definition of it.
The Anchor Baby, his mother got pregnant on the other side of the border. And then as soon as to have the baby, she jumped across the road and had the baby on the U.S. soil, and he became a citizen.
So it's not a myth?
No.
Is there somebody here really? How do I know that? How can I trust the guy? I don't know. Is he a holistic Anchor Baby?
Sounds like him.
Yeah, maybe. He's going that direction. But thank you for sharing, and I'm happy to share anytime.
Thank you, Dr. Storm.
Sure.
We'll have you back, and happy White History Month.
And same to you, sir.
Right on. Okay, 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go and talk to... Is it Shant? Shant, out of California. Let's see here. Shant, you're on the air. Happy White History Month. Hey, Shant.
Yes, sir.
You're on the air.
Yes. Happy White History Month, Jesse.
Thank you. Happy White History Month.
I had a question for you. The other day, I was on social media, and I noticed my wife is following, I guess, several of her married coworkers, and I came across a few guys that she was following. They're also married. Right away, my thoughts started rushing in my head and saying, oh, okay, this is not okay. This isn't right, and I know all thoughts are all lies, and they get me into trouble, but am I wrong in thinking that?
Yeah, you shouldn't be thinking that at all, because you're right. All thoughts are all lies all the time, and thoughts produces thoughts, and if you start thinking that, you're gonna get one thought, and then you're going to get another thought, and then you're going to get another, and then you start to overreact, and then you have double thoughts, and it just leads to one thing. I would have a talk with her if I were you about it, and wait and see what happens, and don't worry about it.
Okay, so it's not that it's okay. It's not that it's inappropriate.
No, not that. I mean, you said that she's following married men?
Yes. I mean, they're co-workers. They're not just... Right.
Oh, so she followed married men that work at her job online?
Yes. Yes. And she has girl co-workers and guy married. They're all married.
Oh, okay.
They're just co-workers. Yeah, there's like...
Yeah, I wouldn't get into my thoughts about it and have a way to see what happens.
Okay, but as far as it being inappropriate, am I wrong in thinking that it's inappropriate?
Right. I wouldn't think that way about it at all, but just have a way to see. And when you ask her why she was following the men, what does she say?
She says it's nothing. She's like, because I told her, I go, look, I feel it's inappropriate. I don't think you should be doing that. She goes, no, it's not what you think. They're just coworkers. We don't talk. We are not friends. They're just, it's just social media.
Okay.
And yeah.
Well, just have a way to see it. Don't you get in your head about it. Because once you get into thoughts about it, they're going to create an illusion. And then you find yourself overreacting, creating a problem that you would not ordinarily have had a problem.
Right. And the problem is that I did get upset with her. I told her, look, I don't do that. You know, I don't follow random women, and she doesn't follow random guys either. But it's just the fact that I feel like as being married, there's a certain amount of responsibility that I feel I need to uphold.
But in this case, you said that it's just men and women, married men and women from work, right?
Yes.
So they're probably talking, I don't know, I don't want to assume, but they're talking to each other at work, and they're like, oh, follow me on my site.
That's how she put it. She goes, we don't even talk at work.
Them random men if they know each other at work?
Yeah, I mean, I should have rephrased it, but...
Why did you call them random?
Because I feel like they're just random. You don't know them like that. They're not part of your family.
But she does, all right, because they're co-workers and stuff, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Do you believe her when she says there's nothing to it?
I do.
Why did you get angry then?
Because I felt like it's still, I don't know, I feel like it's on a, because I guess I don't do it. So I feel like because she's my wife, I feel like that ownership. I feel like I should dictate to her how she should live her life. And I know you talked about that a lot. That you shouldn't feel ownership towards your husband or your wife.
Right, because that's why you're trying to control her. You don't own her.
Yeah, exactly.
Because when you feel that you own her, she got to live and do everything the way you say. Because you own this one. Why? You don't own her. If you didn't own her, then you can take it or leave it. Let's say that she does get involved with some guy, right? Online.
Right.
And she end up getting involved with someone. And she want to leave, you'll be like, oh, okay, bye, goodbye. And
right,
you won't feel anything about it because there's never been ownership.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, I just wanted to get some clarification because I got in my head for some reason. And, it kind of got a little ugly on my part. So I felt...
Don't ever let your wife see your weakness like that.
Yeah.
Because now you know you're weak in that way, she's tempted to... pretend or act like she's seen someone because she and I don't know your wife, but she could love the thrill of having that kind of control over you.
Yeah, she doesn't do that at all. I got in my head. You know, that was the unfortunate part of it.
Yeah, it is. So come out of your thoughts and have a way to see about all things.
Yeah, no, you're right. I should have known better, but yeah.
Okay. I wish you well,
thank
man.
You. Thank you so much, Jesse.
All right,
take care.
All right.
All right, sir. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All thoughts are all lies all the time, folks. You got to stop thinking. And this weekend, for 3 days, I want to encourage you. Do what you want. But for 3 days, I want to encourage you, don't be anything. Be no one or nothing. For 3 days only. And then on Monday, you can rise. All right, so the day is Friday. It's the beginning of not being anyone or anything. And do it for 3 days. And Monday, let me know what happened. Are you going to do that hate for 3 days and be nothing to no one?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Why are you laughing at?
Because it's time to do the Super Chats.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com and Bond JLP on Cash App, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Anthony says, how many times have you judged God? And then he says, Michelle and Macron. He says something about Michelle and something about Macron. Come on, man.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice.
Nice.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors, Elijah, very generous, Games for Rec, NRDJ, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of the supporters. Jim in Alaska.
Amazing. Thank you all.
Over on punchy.tv says CZG, a Czech company, purchased 100% of the equity interest in Colt Holding Company LLC, which includes Colt Manufacturing Company, its Canadian subsidiary, $220 million in cash and more than 1 million shares of the Czech company. A sad day for America back in 2021. Because you had that White History moment for Colt.
Colt. And he said it's not a good thing?
No, this is not a good thing that the Czechs now own a supposedly American company, company.
The Czechs
own the Colt revolver.
Oh. So this is Jim from Alaska?
Yeah.
Is that the Jim that sent us the...
smoked salmon.
Jim, I got to thank you, man. I really do appreciate it. We got the smoked salmon with the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
So good.
Oh, my God.
Didn't even have to heat it up or anything.
Oh, my God.
Ready to eat.
That's the only way. Thank you, Jim. Really, man, I do appreciate it. It is delicious, and I'm grateful. Thank you.
Unbelievable. Very, very much.
All the way from Alaska. Thank you, Jim.
Node. Or Noud, pardon me if I'm butchering your name, a very generous 33 coffees. Thanks for the silent prayer.
Stay with us, stay with us, stay with, and thank for your support.
And Josh and George, a biblical question response.
Georgia, oh my, how will you know when you're of truth?
Every answer that came to me, seemingly a lying thought from the devil, pretends to be the truth, wants to convince me falsely that I'm of truth. So my final answer to the question is, I don't know. I'd rather just wait and have it revealed to me than have an idea in my head about how I'll know when I'm of truth.
How will I know? Who is that?
Josh in Georgia.
Oh, Josh. Thank you, Josh. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. And thank you for your support, Josh. I appreciate you. Really. I think Josh is helping us with the fundraiser thing.
Nice.
I got to stop right there for a minute.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Thank you, guys. We'll read more later.
Yeah, we'll get to some more. I want to go to David because of time. I want to go to David out of Virginia. David, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, David.
Hey, man. Happy White History Month, man.
Happy White History Month, David. July is White History Month.
Yeah. Hey, man. This is my third time calling, man. And the other two times, I probably wouldn't. My energy probably wouldn't. Where it is now, but, man, I just want to call thank you, and, man, for the silent prayer. I mean, I've been angry my whole day long life. I thought it was something I had to do and controlling everything, and I didn't know how to let go, and I listened to you for a long time before I started calling you, and I was working on the silent prayer before I started talking to you. I just, I started seeing things. I mean, man, there's some crazy stuff going on. And, I'm really starting to see stuff without any kind of, it's like me being thankful to you. I'm thankful, but I don't have, to me, I don't have no excitement about it. I don't have.
Right on.
I'm just thankful, dude.
Yeah.
I done seen some stuff. I used to go back in my past to try to figure out what's going on, and I'd always see, I'm trying to fix everything. But it's like the silent prayer. It's like I mean, I'm being seen stuff that I'm like, daggone, what the? You know? And then I'm like, man, yeah, man. I'm not kidding you, dude. I'm like, daggone, Jesse, man. I just told him, call. Thank you, man. That's like my mama, before she passed away. You know, I forgive her. I didn't really know how to forgive her or what I was forgiving her for. And you know, she kind of, you know, took it a little bit harsh and thought she was doing, like, you know, the Virgin Mary and all. And I told her, you're a good mama and all, but, you know, I did. I hated you. I mean, and I start seeing it now.
Yeah.
Because I did it to my kids. I mean, I'm listening.
David, let me just say, because of time, I want you to call me again. We're going to get cut off.
Okay.
But you stay with it. Stay with it.
Okay.
You're going to see so much more going on inside of you. You just see it, do nothing about it, and the spirit of truth would change it. So stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Jesse, all right, man, I will. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. Call me again.
Okay, I will.
All right, Dave. Super chat.
Anthony says, M. Waters wig seen outside of Alligator Alcatraz.
Well, I don't know what that means, but okay.
Pastor Chatelet on Pilled says, good morning. Happy Black History Month. Happy last Black Friday of this White History Month. Let's go, Coonan. Sorry, I can't read.
Amazing. Thank you. White History Month.
Ryuzaki, think of a watch or clock. The workers contributing are like gears or oil working toward the end goal to provide time.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Nice. ALL Black Friday snacks on sale, 2 per customer. Tacho is now a Rumble supporter.
Thank you.
Thank you kindly. Yeah. And Ken, cops must have heard it was White History Month. Sir, put your hands behind your back. American flag.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Someone, how do you be nothing?
For 3 days, be nothing, all right? Be nobody or nothing. For 3 days and Monday, I want you to tell me what happened. And for those who want to, really want to overcome and be free, do this. We'll find out on Monday. Thank you.
Soul Conscious 5 Coffees. Happy Happy Friday and happy White History Month, Jesse.
Thank you. You too. Amazing.
Blunt Wit. The illusion that is that the earth stands still. The truth is that the grounds are always shifting and vibing. As the kids are saying nowadays, happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday. Thank you.
ALL, in the Ozarks, whites only town being built now.
Yeah, I rest my case. Thank you.
Quentin, regarding the guy asking if technology was before Jesus, I've heard people say technology may have been more advanced then than it is now, before God flooded the earth.
Well, I don't know, but who knows? Thank you.
And we'll have to read Lin Yen Shin and Elijah and Eric and the rest of y'all's support next week, guys. Thank you.
Thank you all very, very much. Stay with it. And don't forget, for 3 days, starting today, be nothing or no one. Nobody. For 3 days, you can do it. And let me know on Monday what happened. The Hake Report is coming now. Then after that, the FallenState.tv. I'll see you on Sunday. Doors open at 10:30. Bye. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Thank you, JLP, for an excellent